Not that I know of.
If you saw one made out of wood, what would you call it?
A bucket.
A bucket, okay. You wouldn't call it
a wood bucket.
You're right, a wood bucket. You wouldn't call that a pail, though, would you? Under any circumstances, it's considered. You're sharp. Do you know what they would call a kind of bucket that people use to feed hogs?
Slop bucket.
What would you, now this is talking about something you'd use for cooking. What would you call the thing that you would fry eggs in?
A skillet?
Skillet, okay. What would that be made of?
Let's see. It's not asphalt. It's an asphalt material, but not asphalt.
Would it be heavy?
Yeah.
Pretty heavy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if it was like a skillet, but not so heavy? Kind of a light
frying pan.
Oh, very good. You were really something. What would you call something that you would put on the stove just to boil water in?
A pot.
Okay. And how about something that's it's closed at the top and the handle comes over the top and it's a
tea kettle?
Yeah.
Teapot.
Or a teapot, right. Okay. Now a pot, let's say for example that you were going to do something like cook some potatoes. Boil some potatoes, not fry them. Okay, what would you call what you're going to put them in?
A pot.
A pot, you'd call that a pot, okay. Have you ever seen anybody washing their clothes out in the backyard in a big iron thing? Or
a wash tub.
A wash tub, no. But you know that word, but even though you have not.
I've seen them washing them inside, but not outside, like maybe on the back porch.
On the back porch and do that, I mm-hmm. see, right, in a wash tub, in a big wash tub, yeah. That's great. What would you call a container that maybe made out of glass that you would put some flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. And how about if you planted them?
Flower pot.
Yes, yes, very good. The things that you eat with at the table, the utensils.
Fork, knife, spoon.
Okay. And if you had if you had more than one knife, you'd say you had several.
Knives.
Do you know what you call a great big knife that you use for cutting, carving up meat, I guess?
Carving knife.
Okay.
Butcher knife.
Or a butcher knife? Yeah, you're so strong. When the dishes are all dirty, you say, I've got to go
wash the dishes.
Right. And then after you wash them, to get the soap off of them, you got to
rinse them.
What do you call a cloth or a rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish towel.
Okay, how about
dishcloth?
Or dishcloth. And then I was going to ask you what you'd use to dry them with.
Drying towel.
Okay. What would you call the little thing that you'd use to wash your face?
Washcloth.
Okay. And
face towel.
Okay. Oh, you call it a face towel.
Face towel, washcloth, warm.
And now after you take a bath.
Dry towel.
Okay. Very good. What do you call? You're so quick. I don't even have a minute. You're so smart. What do you call the kitchen sink, the thing that the water comes out of?
The faucet.
Okay.
The faucet.
Okay, you would call it a hydrant or a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
How about if it were on the side of a house?
A pump.
Okay. And
hydrant or a pump.
And that would be something that you could hook a hose up to?
Mm-hmm.
And you could, okay. Now how about, those kind of, what do you call it, water cooler things, and they have a little thing that you can turn on the side to get water out of?
No, you else push the button in
or
front.
Or else push the button in front. Okay, what do you call that?
A keg or a cooler.
Right. And then the little thing that you turn or push, you call it would you call it a faucet, you think? Or a spigot, maybe?
A spout, maybe.
Or a spout, maybe. Yeah,
spout.
Right. Probably a spout.